true responsibility for these aberrations and the nurturing of arrogance and contempt for constitutional authority rests not with the young people on the campuses, but with those who so miserably fail to guide them. I can well understand the attitude of a majority of the student body at Yale University when most of the Yale faculty voted to endorse a strike in support of members of an organization dedicated to criminal violence, anarchy, and the destruction of the United States of America. And when the president of that respected university describes the election of a president of the United States by the people of the United States as a hucksterized process under which they could not expect much better, whichever package was bought or sold, it's clearly time for the alumni of that fine old college to demand that it be headed by a more mature and responsible person.